Returning to your radio set.
Radio Distance Chesterfield
is back.
Can't you hear the children calling? This world is slowly falling all around the world. Little boys and girls, stop and take a real good listen. There's already too many missing little boys and girls all around the world.
Bobby Womack welcoming you back to this week's election week broadcast of Radio Resistance with Can't You Hear the Children Calling. Now, last Friday was the school strikes for the climate across the globe and also locally in Matlock and in Sheffield. This month's school strikes for the climate was given an extra added urgency by the report that that the Earth, the atmosphere has already quite possibly passed some tipping points, after which climate change is likely to get even worse. Scary or what? Now, in Sheffield, one of these speakers was a long-standing school striker for the climate, who was also been heavily involved on the left, namely Patrick Wakefield.
So what will the climate crisis look like? Well, if you live in Brazil, the climate crisis looks like fire. And just since January, just under 4,000 fires have raged across the forest that produces 20% of the world's oxygen. If you live in New Delhi, in this toxic air and smog, and children choking on air pollution that is going to give them long-lasting medical diseases, the World Health Organization already credits 4.2 million deaths a year due to air pollution. That is people dying right now. Or maybe you live in Matlock, and the climate crisis looks like flooding. Or Venice, it's a worldwide issue, and it's driving people out of their cities, out of their homes, forcing them to flee, becoming climate refugees. And wherever they go, they are not welcomed as victims of the climate crisis. They are met with barbed wire and border police and racism. And that is what the climate crisis looks like. And the climate crisis is a direct result of the agenda of the fossil fuel industries to treat nature and the environment like a resource which they can just dispose of afterwards, destroying it for their own personal gain. Jacob mentioned earlier, and Molly, that 100 companies are responsible for 71% of emissions. 71% of emissions. Now, these companies have been screwing over our planet for the past 4 decades, and they have never once been subject to a vote. No one has ever asked us if we're okay with them destroying our lives, murdering people.
Take them over!
Companies have blood on their hands. What we are here today is to demand justice. Justice for those who are fleeing in the global south, who are having to flee because they can no longer live in their homes. We want justice for the 1 million animals on the verge of extinction. We are going into the sixth mass extinction. The mass extinction was only ever seen on this scale. Last seen on this scale when the dinosaurs existed. That is the scale of crisis we face. And what this movement has been amazing at doing is we have expelled the lies that we have been told. For generations we have been told that the climate crisis is the result of individual people. Ordinary people have been blamed. They told us that it's because we didn't recycle, or we drove to work instead of rode a bicycle, or drove to school. This is not true. 100 CEOs have stolen our future. 100 CEOs have destroyed our climate. And 100 CEOs have driven people away from their homes. The UN says that there could be anywhere from 200 million to 1 billion refugees by 2050 due to climate change. That is not the Labour Party saying it. This is not some crazy, like some left-wing organisation saying it. That is the United Nations saying that there could be 1 billion people forced to flee from their homes. This is terrifying. But us being here today, it gives me hope for a future, a better future, where we can decide what happens. Where we're not subject to the tyranny of the 100 climate, 100 fossil fuel corporations. We can build a better world. Another world is possible, and that's the world we've got to fight for. Thank you for coming today. Show yourself solidarity.
Patrick Wakefield speaking at the Sheffield Youth Strike for the Climate. Now, the School Strike for the Climate movement was started only last year in Sweden by Greta Thunberg. So, next up, we've got Howler Monkey with her tribute to Greta Thunberg.
Up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams, my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems systems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you are doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You say you hear us and that you understand the urgency. But no matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that. Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe. You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is waking up, and change is coming, whether you like it or not, or not.
Sound there of Howler Monkey, Greta Thunberg. Now, I think it's very much true to say that the burden for sorting out the climate catastrophe, or at least those most responsible for it, are the rich. Those in charge of the system, the blame for the climate chaos, blame for the depletion of Earth's resources, is sure as hell not spread evenly. There are those of us who do not, if anything, consume enough. Those of us who are not given the standard of living that we need, notably those of us who are reliant on welfare payments, because welfare especially has been absolutely hammered under the Tories. We've seen it lately over the past few years with the rollout of the hated Universal Credit, which replaces several benefits, including Job Seekers Allowance, Employment Support Allowance for Disabled People, Housing Benefit, and many others. And the rollout of Universal Credit has brought with it a long wait of weeks for the benefit before you can claim, during which time you've got weeks with no money coming in. And when your money does start coming in, when the claim does actually start, Universal Credit is subject to even worse sanctions. In English, that's stopping of the benefit, than Job Seekers Allowance. Now the reasons for sanctions can be being unable to get to the job centre to attend the appointment because of illness, bereavement, the transport, i.e. buses, being late or even not turning up at all, hello stagecoach, or even sometimes being at a job interview at the time of your scheduled meeting at the job centre. Or it can be totally random shit, like, for example, being unable to complete the training, or being unable to get to a training, or the workfare placement because of lack of transport. Now, what is workfare? Well, workfare is having to work for your benefits. An utterly exploitative thing. People are having to put in the full days of work and for only their meagre benefit payments. And what's even worse, it ends up doing paid workers out of work because the use of workfare undercuts paid workers. And this is being done by the same establishment, being pushed by the same Tory government that has the bloody cheek of accusing migrant workers of undercutting workers. And even worse, if you do end up sanctioned, you must still fulfil your universal credit obligations. That includes workfare, or be sanctioned for even longer. Sometimes sanctioned for months can be up to 3 years, during which time you can be forced to work for nothing. Now, the work capability assessment is another way in which benefits are being attacked. The work capability assessment, which was originally performed by the hated Atos, now performed by the just as bad Maximus, is where disabled people have to prove that they're incapable of work to claim the disability benefits. Now, those of you who've seen the film I, Daniel Blake, well, it's certainly not far from the truth, and those who haven't seen it, I advise you do see it. Because the storyline, well, people have died after being declared fit for work while they're waiting for their appeal. They've been declared fit for work for such trivial complaints as terminal cancer. And the whole thing is made worse by the demeaning nature of the assessments, which are designed to try to catch claimants out and are just plain insulting and cruel to those who are trying to claim the benefits because they genuinely can't get up the stairs, genuinely can't walk more than a certain number of steps. Now, at the same time as all this, disabled people who can work are less likely to be able to get jobs at all because of disability discrimination by employers. I'll talk more about disability in future broadcasts, but anyway, this shit could only happen under this rotten Tory government. Now, how do they get away with this shit? Well, there's all sorts of toxic tropes about people on benefits. One particularly bad one being about people supposedly falsely claiming disability benefit or putting it on. Now, ever notice how often the same people who come out with this crap are the same people who consider anyone with even a slight impairment as unemployable, a useless heater, a drain on society, call it what you will. The truth is, though, that many invisible impairments, especially, for example, chronic fatigue, depression and other mental illness, arthritis, heart conditions, etc., they are disabling. They do limit your capability to work. And there's many other myths about benefits. I mean, I'm sure you've heard the crap about people supposedly living the high life on benefits. Well, less than 10 years ago, I was on benefits because of the recession, depression, call it what you will, following the banking crisis. And it's an absolute load of crap. The benefits are not enough to live on, and some of the tropes are very cockamamie. For example, when I bring up the cruel benefit cap of child benefit for two children. You hear the crap about, there's young women around who are having kids supposedly to claim benefits. Well, ever notice how often it's the same people who say that, who claim that anyone like me who doesn't have kids is somehow rich? Well, which is it? Are people without kids rich, or are women claiming benefits, or are women having kids to claim benefits and get rich off the benefits? Well, to believe both things at the same time, I'm sorry, but the mental gymnastics involved to believe both at the same time. If it was real gymnastics, it'd make the likes of Ellie Downey and Gabby Douglas jealous. Other toxic tropes are the crap about people on benefits supposedly don't want work. Well, newsflash, many of them have lost the jobs they've had because of Tory austerity and can't find another job because of, like I say, there was the case of the recession less than 10 years ago, which was caused by the dead same austerity. They may have a lack of skills, caused by education cuts, made worse by the fact that tuition fees are deterring people from getting qualifications. Yes, the tuition fees that were trebled by the Tories in connivance with the Lib Dems. And those who do have the skills and qualifications, well, they sometimes get devalued over time. One that's been particularly plutoed is electronics, don't I know it. It's all because of the changing needs of capitalism, leading to de-skilling, the offshoring of jobs, etc, etc. At the end of the day, though, hammering of benefits, it doesn't cut employment, it doesn't get people into work, it just plunges people into debt, poverty, homelessness. I remember a couple of years ago in Manchester, just after roll out of universal credit there was a severe homelessness problem. It leads to kids being taken into care. It can lead to death. I remember reading about the case of a diabetic person who died because he could no longer keep his insulin cool because he could no longer afford the electricity to power his fridge. Besides, we pay national insurance while we're in work so we can get the welfare state safety net, including benefits, when we end up out of work. Now, when they're in power, when they get into power, Labour will scrap universal credit, they will scrap the two-child benefit cap, they will scrap the bedroom tax, which hammers families with kids, disabled people with living carers, or who need a room for medical equipment, anyone who can't find a smaller house, which ain't easy to come by, and they'll scrap the hated work capability assessment. But we'll also reduce unemployment by investment in jobs, such as with the Green New Deal, and this is exactly what is needed, not yet more hammering of those who are already victims of the Tory cuts. Now, I spoke about universal credit. Well, each year there were universal credit Christmas Crisis Carol concerts, and a couple of years ago, the one in Chesterfield, Simon Ball did a rendition along with the crowd there of a alternative version of John Lennon's Happy Christmas, War Is Over.
So Christmas is come, no happy cheer, 6 weeks awaiting, first payment to clear, government credit have failed to arrive. I'm stressed and I'm anxious, how can we survive? So Christmas is cancelled, just another day. Your gift to the poor, a cold, hungry Christmas, and a hungry New Year.
Oh, this is Christmas, I want a New Year.
Another year over, and deeper in debt.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to anything of interest to socialists in the Chesterfield area. Well, as you can almost certainly imagine, with this being election week, it's election activity that's dominating the political scene at the moment. So there'll be plenty of opportunities in the run-up to Thursday to go out leafleting and canvassing for the party which you support. And I strongly advise that we do so, because this election will be on a knife edge. In addition, there will be campaigning going on based around the election by, among others, Extinction Rebellion, who've got the election rebellion going on, including leafleting and various local non-arrestable actions. For more info, come along on Tuesday night to Monkey Park from 7 p.m. for the Chesterfield and North East Derbyshire Extinction Rebellion meeting. Or check out the Facebook group, search for Extinction Rebellion Chesterfield. And I'm sure other groups will also be doing campaigning in the run-up to the general election. And then this Thursday, 12th of December, then the voting takes place from 7 in the morning till 10 p.m. at night. So please, please use your vote. The suffragettes fought and died for the vote for women. The Chartists fought and died for the vote for all people. They're still fighting and dying in places like Hong Kong for the right to vote. So elections, whatever you think of them, they are still important. And I'm sure we don't want to see Johnson getting back into number 10, do we?
Wherever you are on the left, the red guard will tell you where it's at.
Gonna tiny little hands.
He caught the man in the tinfoil hat. He's sitting on the throne tonight. It kind of feels like a coup d'etat.
But it's gonna be huge, 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 huge world.
Cause the man in the tinfoil hat is gonna drain the swamp tonight and fill it up with alternative facts.
And it's gonna be great, tremendous, amazing and all that.
Cause the man
Todd Rundgren and Dan Fagan there, tinfoil hat, about, of course, US President Donald Stinky Trump, who recently came to the UK for the NATO summit, the warmongers summit. Not that he stayed there that long in the end. He ended up walking out over some world leaders who, let's face it, are not exactly in the most part trendy lefties themselves. Supposedly mocking him. Now, not only does this show the high degree of narcissism that Trump has, it also shows his utter hypocrisy. I mean, this is the same Trump who, even before he was elected, mocked a disabled journalist. Now, there were, when Trump came, massive protests, especially in London, and there were protests across the UK, including a small one in Sheffield on the Tuesday night, outside Sheffield City Hall at Barker's Pool, where one of the speakers was Sheffield City Councillor and Kashmir campaigner Sunira Nas.
So we've now got Sunira Nas, who is one of Sheffield City Councillors, but she also is one of the founding members of Sisters for Kashmir as well. So thank you, if you could just welcome Sahira.
Thank you, Nadia. I wanted to speak today, not just as a Labour councillor, but as a Muslim BME woman. Muslim women are often the subject of racist attacks and have suffered even more by the disgusting comments by Johnson. This is making people in my community live in fear. We must fight this and support our sisters and all unite against all forms of racism. As a Muslim woman, I'm very worried about having Boris as a Prime Minister because Boris Johnson is a racist. Boris wrote in his column that the burqa was oppressive and ridiculous, comparing Muslim women to bank robbers and letterboxes. The Office of PM carries a huge amount of legislative power. We have already had 10 years of austerity. We have a national crisis in teaching, in housing, in the NHS. We have universal credit being bought in and people are suffering. Trump is back in London and he will meddle in our elections. Trump has made clear he wants to see Johnson elected as Prime Minister, and it's just as clear that Johnson wants to be the British Trump. Trump is the world's most infamous racist and sexist. He is the commander-in-chief of racists. He normalizes Islamophobia. His comments are picked up by the far right and then extended. His first act was to ban Muslims. In one clean sweep, all Muslims are labeled as terrorists. Trump may even have time to seize other British pal, Nigel Farage. They have a lot in common. Both millionaires, they want to create division amongst ordinary people. We need to say we will not be divided. It doesn't matter if you voted Leave or Remain. Trump, Johnson and Farage are not the answer. On December 12th, it's your opportunity to vote against racism, vote against Islamophobia and sexism. On December 12th, vote for love, for peace, for the NHS, education, open borders for refugees and migrants, for cities of sanctuary, and above all, for equality and fairness, not just for the few, but for the many. Thank you, that's amazing. Thursday the 12th of December is going to be a defining moment in this country, and if you please make sure you vote, it's really important because we stand to lose something that is fundamentally British, and that's the NHS, because we've now seen with documents that have been released that it is going to be in the trade deals, and they want a no deal Brexit so they can absolutely ravage that service. So the 12th of December, please make sure you cast your vote. Hopefully you'll support Jeremy Corbyn, because that's for me the only person that we can see changing. You know, if we can get Bernie Sanders in America and we can get Jeremy here, just imagine what sort of a world we can have. And we can focus then on the climate crisis, because we know that Boris Johnson and Donald Trump have no interest in tackling any of that. So
now, for all Trump and Johnson have denied that any trade deal with between the UK and the US, between Johnson and Trump, would lead to privatisation of the NHS. The fact is that documents that have been leaked, that Corbyn himself has made public, prove that the NHS, along with all public services, would be part of a trade deal if Johnson and Trump had their way, which is another good reason why Johnson has got to go, and why a totally different version of Brexit from Johnson's Brexit has got to be sorted out, and that can only be sorted out by a change of government. But getting back to Trump, and getting back to when he first became president, back at the end of 2016, beginning of 2017, back on the 20th of January 2017, there was a Dump Trump event here in Chesterfield, at which Simon Ball did a rendition of a slightly different version of Another Brick in the Wall.
Thank you.
This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Well, tonight, Saturday into tomorrow, Sunday, the main feature is going to be the wind. Certainly going to be quite a fresh breeze blowing. The good news is that the temperature is going to stay well above zero, not getting down much below about 9 degrees. But there is going to be quite a bit of rain around. Tomorrow, Sunday, we're going to be keeping the wind. The good news is it is going to be drying up from the morning onwards, with the afternoon seeing perhaps some sunny intervals. The bad news is temperatures are going to be a bit depressed, not getting much above about 8 degrees, although still better than they were last week. And the other bad news is that we're going to keep that fresh breeze. Indeed, it's going to occasionally, you may see in exposed areas, some gale force gusts. So forewarned is forearmed. Rain returning overnight, temperatures dropping down to about 5 degrees into Monday morning. Monday starts off very windy. Definitely some gale force gusts or gales around then. Moderating into the afternoon, still staying very breezy though. Starting off sunny, but maximum temperature down to 7 degrees. Bit of cloud build up, but staying dry overnight into Tuesday, getting down to a minimum of 3 degrees. Tuesday sees rain, sometimes heavy, and the return of strong winds, especially in the late morning into afternoon. And staying kind of breezy all day. Dropping down to 5 degrees overnight into Wednesday. Wednesday looks set to be dry with sunny spells. Maximum temperature of 7 degrees. Wind moderating slightly to a moderate breeze. Dropping down to 3 degrees overnight into Thursday. Thursday sees rain or showers throughout the day, maximum 7 degrees with a moderate breeze. Dropping down to 6 degrees overnight into Friday. Friday sees sunshine and showers, maximum 6 degrees. Wind building up again slightly to a fresh breeze. So to sum it up for the following week, changeable, generally kind of mild for December, but the main feature is going to be the wind. Kind of autumnal into winter. But remember, whatever the weather, revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia, right through to the burning heat of Egypt. So revolution can happen here. So we must be prepared for an upturn in class consciousness and class struggle, just as we're prepared for a change in the weather.
A special bond of creation. Ha! For all the single moms out there going through frustration. Clean bandit, China ball, and Marie thing make them air.
She works the nights by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up
him,
there.
Your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Jay.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got
stay
to
up
do.
There.
Obstacle come, you well prepare. And no, mama, you never said tear. Cause you have to set things year after year. And you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare. When the pops disappear, in a wrong bar, can't find him nowhere. Steadily your workflow, everything you know. So you're not stop, no time, no time for your dear.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep all the gold. When he looks in her eyes, he says, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you. So rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby. Don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby. Don't you cry.
Bang, bang, bang. All right, then.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep out the cold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe when she says. She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love, nobody matters like you.
Stay up there,
she
stay
tells
up
him
there.
Your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Jay.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to do.
Rockabye there by Clean Bandit. Now who have Clean Bandit, Dua Lipa and Lily Allen and others come out in support of? Well, I'll give you a clue. He's got an allotment garden. he makes his own jam. He's got a cat called El Gato. He made a phone call to Dronfield Labour fundraiser last Sunday. Yes, I'm talking about the left-wing leader of the Labour Party and hopefully the next Prime Minister, Jeremy Corbyn.
Hello, Jeremy. We're in Dronfield.
Oh, hi.
Brilliant campaign.
Good night, Jeremy. Have a good week.
And also those in the Bowls Over area, get out there and get Dennis Kinner re-elected. Those in Chesterfield, get out there and get Toby Perkins re-elected. We need a Labour government in. Now back to Dronfield. Just before Jeremy, there was music by Grace Petrie, who was up next with They Shall Not Pass.
See you again sometime. You're not my brother nor my country man, not my sister or my friend, but you're my comrade, be so till the last. They shall not pass, they shall not pass. Now blood is running through the streets of Spain, and London Brits in fear. Oh, smell of gunfire, sound of breaking glass. You shall not pass, you shall not pass. And why fight the good fight, fight the good fights? Why not let them burn? I dread the day when the suffering of my fellow is none of my concern. So stand up today that we might
say tomorrow.
I know there's a way that we might
say tomorrow.
Yes, it's late in the day, but we might
say tomorrow.
If we try, I will not turn against my brother for his creed or for his colour, nor the one he takes, his lover or his class. You that beckon me that way, you shall not pass. And you who speak of ideology, who speak of people like their pawns, whose motives lie neath frosted glass, you shall not pass, you shall not pass. In the name now of humanity, not left nor right, not black nor white, tear that fascist line now from its mast, it shall not pass, it shall not pass. And why fight the good fight, fight the good fights? Why not let them burn? I dread the day when the suffering of my fellow is none of my concern. So stand up today that we might
say tomorrow.
I know there's a way that we might
say tomorrow.
Yes, it's late in the day, but we might
say tomorrow.
If we try. Dronfield, I'm just gonna break the fourth wall very quickly and say with absolutely no judgment at all, you are getting less enthusiastic about the sing-along as the song goes on. that is fine. That's fine. It's just it's sort of the opposite of the message of the song. Do you know what I mean? So we've got one more chorus tonight. I'd say just. You know, vote with your consciences as well. I will not turn against my brother for his creed or for his colour, nor the one he takes, his lover or his class. You that beckon me that way, you shall not pass. Stand up and speak, it's not a call to arms. And get on your feet, it's not a call to arms. And get streets, it's not a call to arms, it's a call to help me. Last time, Dronfield, here we go. Stand up today that we might
say tomorrow.
No, there's a way that we might
say tomorrow.
Yes, it's late in the day, but we might
say tomorrow.
If we try. You really respond to criticism, don't you? I will not stand against my brother for his creed or for his colour, nor the one he takes, his lover or his class. Those that beckon us that way, they shall not pass. Thank you for singing along.
Grace Petrie live at Dronfield, They Shall Not Pass. Well, we're coming towards the end of this election week broadcast of Radio Resistance, so over to you. Maybe you'd like to comment on what's going on in the news, in the world of politics, either this side of the election or after the election. Maybe you'd like to comment on Radio Resistance itself. Maybe you'd like to... Maybe you'd like to request a song, dedicate a song to a friend, suggest some music we should be playing. Either which way, you can contact us by email. You can either use the email form on the Radio Resistance website, which is at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm or www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. And for those who for whatever reason can't use the email form because of your browser or what have you, our email address is studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. Or alternatively, you can contact us by Facebook. Just follow the link from our website. And this week being election week, there's another way in which you can influence the Radio Resistance broadcast next week. Because next week will be the analysis of the election results, and the tone of the broadcast will depend entirely on the election results. So you can help influence that by getting your arse out and casting your vote. Make sure that you get rid of the Tories and get Corbyn into 10 Downing Street. On that note, I'm going to love you and leave you with the sound of Steve White and the Protest Family. Let's make this coming Thursday, in the immortal words of Steve White and Protest Family, a bad day for Bojo.
Mayor Johnson is not a man who cares much for promises or for ticket offices or passengers or staff. He wants to axe 1,000 jobs, 1,000 livelihoods he'll rob while ruffling his hair. Oh my, he's such a laugh. But it's a bad day for Bojo, it's a good day for Bob Crow. The underground workers have all gone on strike. It's a good day for Bob Crow, it's a bad day for Bozo. He best get on his Bollocks Barclays bike. He wants to close the ticket office. I read it in the Daily Boris. Replace it with a Costa coffee. Must be off his head. And he's attacked the workers' right to say enough, to go on strike. Let's have a ballot about the mayor instead. Cos it's a bad day for Bojo, it's a good day for Bob Crow. The underground workers have all gone on strike. It's a good day for Bob Crow, it's a bad day for Bozo. He'd best get on his bollocks, Barclays by banjo. There's a moral to this story, and it's one we've told before. You vote for someone funny, they'll act above the law. So if you think the mayor is crazy, you wanna ride the tube in safety, join a picket line and show Bozo the door. Cos it's a bad day for Bojo, it's a good day for Bob Crow. The underground workers have all gone on strike. It's a good day for Bob Crow, it's a bad day for Bozo. He'd best get on his bollocks Barclays bike. Yes, he'd best get on his bollocks Barclays bike.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.